Good morning. Well, it seems a lot has changed since the last editorial on Friday. What all? I'm not supposed to tell you this. That's not me saying, that's the meme going around, the proud statement of Wing Commander Abhinandan, culturally appropriated in the age of social media regurgitation. It is 4th day of March 2019, and impossible is possible now. You didn't knew? Well, BJP using PM's image and our tax dollars in releasing the ads paid by Government of India is the new possibility, though not really an impossible task. So let's see what is the impossible to possible story by Prime Minister today. Well, it's a first, surely. Prime Minister of India, while addressing students at the Smart India Hackathon 2019 at IIT Kharagpur, during the interaction which was streamed live to thousands of students participating in the competition, an engineering student from Dehradun told the Prime Minister about a program that would help dyslexic children who face difficulties in reading and writing. Interrupting the student, at this point Modi asked, will this program also work for a 40 to 50 year old child? An obvious reference to Rahul Gandhi. When the student replied with a yes, it will work, the Prime Minister said, then that will make the mothers of such children very happy, he said with an obvious reference to Sonia Gandhi. And then the Prime Minister chuckled. He literally was proud of himself with having cracked a joke so crass that if the bar was already touching the ground, this dig by Modi has found its place in the impossible is possible list. No Prime Minister of India has ever done anything as insensitive as him before. And the second impossible is possible thing that Modi ji gave to Pakistan, other than an international platform to come out on top, was inadvertently, hopefully inadvertently, giving Pakistan the firepower to boost of their air power to be superior to us. When in his effort to mock Rahul Gandhi, he said that while Rahul Gandhi was blocking the Rafale procurements by demanding a probe, it was India that had to suffer an outcome that could have been very different had India had Rafale jets. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the impossible is possible story number two. Only three words come in my mind. Wah Modi ji, wah. Meanwhile, politics over the tax continue, and one could follow how to set a trap for opposition 101 here. There is a union minister goes by the name of SS Aluwalia who on Saturday said that the purpose of the strike was not to cause human casualty but to send out the message that India is capable of hitting deep inside enemy lines. Aluwalia said neither Prime Minister Narendra Modi nor any government spokesperson had given any figure on casualty of airstrikes. Rather, it was the Indian media and social media where the unconfirmed figures of terrorist killed were being circulated. Mr. Aluwalia asked if Modi ji or any government spokesperson or the party president Amit Shah has given any figures. This was in Siliguri on Saturday, and as if by magic, Amit Shah, taking the cue from it, has given a figure. BJP President Amit Shah said yesterday that more than 250 terrorists were killed in the airstrike in Balakot on the 26th February. Addressing another event in Surat, Shah said the opposition had brought a smile to Pakistan's face by questioning the airstrike. Mamta says, where is the evidence? Rahul says it is being politicized. Akhilesh says it should be investigated. I have to say, shame on them. Your statements have brought a smile to Pakistan's face. Amit Shah ji, what with the Prime Minister admitting that the outcome would have been different had we had Rafale jets? I mean, more smiles emanating from BJP member statements in Pakistan than anyone else. Asking question is very anti-national. To have doubts on government's account, silence of misleading statements. For by now, you may have observed that no person in charge of actual affairs of the department ever makes a speech or address the media. So after Mamata, Akhilesh and Rahul, now it is Mayawati joining the list of anti-national pro-Paki Tukre gang parade. BSP Chief Mayawati yesterday accused Prime Minister and the ruling BJP of using India-Pakistan tensions following the 14th February Pulwama attack to hide their failures and incompetence. People feel the country's security and dignity is not in strong and safe hands. Narendra Modi and BJP leaders are using the tension between India and Pakistan to hide their failures and incompetence, she said in an address to BSP office bearers in Lucknow. And while we are an anti-national Tukde Tukde gang, the one name that gets immediately recalled is that of Kanhaiya Kumar. Over the weekend, I heard one of the most successful spiritual businessmen, Jaggi Vasudev, calling for authoritarian extra-legal action against Kanhaiya Kumar in a chat with the most unbiased news anchor of Times Now, Navika. In a strange twist, this morning I saw news that should put Jaggi Vasudev to shame, but don't expect that impossibility to become possible. While political executives of NDA government in Bihar chose to skip the last rites of CRPF Jawan Pintu Singh in Bihar's Beguzarai, who was martyred in Handwara encounter, former JNU Student Union President Kanhaiya Kumar offered salute. This was happening when 30 trains and 6,000 buses were booked to make sure that supporters don't face any problems in reaching the venue, as Modi and Nitish Kumar stood on the same stage after 10 years. But not one politician from the entire NDA nationalistic fold made it to the funeral where Kanhaiya Kumar was. Before we head to international news, the Congress yesterday said this Modi government claims that the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, inviting India to attend its plenary was a diplomatic success, has fallen flat, with the 57 nations grouping adopting a resolution that supported Pakistan on the Kashmir issue. On Saturday, the Pakistan Foreign Office had said the conference concluded in Abu Dhabi with a resolution that supported Pakistan on the Kashmir issue. Manish Tiwari on the Sunday said the Congress would like to ask Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the External Affairs Minister Swaraj whether this was the diplomatic achievement. And off to a quick look at what was making news internationally. Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president Juan Guaido has called for a mass protest as he announced his return to the crisis-stricken country. Mr. Guaido, who has been recognized by over 50 countries, has called on President Nicolas Maduro to resign. Meanwhile, the chief financial officer of China's tech giant Huawei is suing Canada over her arrest at Vancouver Airport last year at the request of the US. Meng Wanzhou was detained in December on suspicion of fraud and breaching US sanctions on Iran. And while we are on famous daughters of rich businessmen, let's talk about how difficult it is for Ivanka Trump in life. Well, she said yesterday that the press seems to think it's ironic that I, born of great privilege, think people want to work for what they are given. She deadpanned and said, as if being Donald Trump's daughter isn't the hottest job in the world. Well, that is all that I have for you for today. Wishing everyone the beginning of spring with Mahashivratri, the great night of Shiva is upon us. And here is me thinking that India overcomes darkness and ignorance. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Ekbar.in.